church. Let's quickly go in the word. Amen. Come on, stand up again on your feet. And I want you to wave to everybody. We do this. Yes. Wonderful. Let's take our seats. Praise God. Good to see all of you. Those of you that have been here before, and those of you that are here for the first time, welcome to City Church Kampala, and welcome to Faith Park. This place is Faith Park. It's called Faith Park. We are at Faith Park right now. And God is doing wonders here. When we came here a few years ago, this was a desolate place. A place where even police could not come. Umeme was losing money because people were using free electricity. Yes. So, but since City Church came, things have changed. Development, people are buying land and building. So this is a city. Amen. So this is Faith Park. And thank you for being here. Join us. Let's build Faith Park. All right, let's go into the word. I don't know how much time I have now. A few minutes. 30 minutes I have, I think. Yeah. I will keep time. Okay. Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 3. I'm going to talk to you about visions and dreams. Visions and dreams. Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was framed at God's command. The entire universe was framed, was formed at God's command. And listen to this, that what we now see, what we now see with our eyes, with our physical eyes, did not come from anything that can be seen. What we see and touch and feel, what our five senses, the sense knowledge can experience, did not come from the things that we see and touch and feel. Any establishment, anything that you see, any building, anything that you can see with your eyes, did not come from things that are visible. So anything physical, anything that you can touch, anything that your five senses or your sense knowledge can experience, did not come from things that you can see. They came from things you don't see. And that is what we need to understand. That anything physical that is yet to come will not be created from things that we can touch and see. Your dream, your desires and everything that you want to achieve will not come from things that exist. Praise the Lord. We see that the world called into existence by God's word. By God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. What you see was created by what you don't see. What you are yet to see in the physical will be created by what you can't see. What you are yet to see is going to be created by what you don't see. So what does that mean? The invisible realm is the mother force of the visible realm. Write it down. The invisible. The invisible world. The invisible realm is the mother force of the visible realm. Let's go to Genesis 15, verse 1. We read from verse 1 to verse 6. Genesis 15, 1 to 6, I think. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram. Before he became Abraham, he was Abram. In a vision. Everyone said vision. So it came, it was a vision. So the word of the Lord came in a vision. Saying, in a vision, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
Because
in those days, like this man was rich. So in those days, if you didn't have a child and you died, the slave that lived the longest in your house inherited your estate. So now God and Abraham are speaking in a vision. God is speaking his word, and Abraham is speaking his fear. Okay, so next verse, verse 3. Then Abraham said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, in a vision still, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your
heir.
Still, God is speaking his word into his life, but Abraham is still speaking his fear. So his worry is now encountered by the word. That is why you need to receive the word every day. Because the word of God must come against your fears. If you have no word in you, fear and worry and anxiety will overwhelm you. Verse 5. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. If you are able to number them. And say to him, so shall your descendants be. So let me explain this. In the vision, Abraham is in the tent. So he's sleeping in the tent. And God had to take him out of the tent.
Mukama ino mufurumya wema.
Because that tent was covering him. And that tent, the ceiling of that tent, the environment in that tent represents the mind of man that is not open to what God is doing. So God had to take Abraham out of the tent so that his mind has no ceiling. Because so many times there is a ceiling on our minds. We cannot see the heavens. We cannot see what God is doing. We cannot access the invisible. Because your mind is locked. So God had to take him out of his tent. There's a great meaning here. I can teach on this for a whole month. This one verse. But we have no time. So he took him out. And verse 6 says, and he believed. Sorry, he took him out. Let's go back to 5. So that we continue properly. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. If you can number the stars. Let me first explain here because I may not come back here. The word number in the Hebrew is the word communion. Is the word celebration. So he takes him out of the tent and says, look up. If you can celebrate what you see, if you can commune with what you see, then that will become your descendants. Now listen to this. What is prayer? Prayer is walking with God. Prayer is walking with God. Interacting. You interact with in prayer. You interact with invisible finished realities. Finished invisible realities.
Listen to that.
They are finished invisible realities. These are realities. I hope you get this. These are realities, but they are not in the physical, but they are finished. So the word number is the word commune. So God says, look up. If you can commune with it, it's conditional. You will not see a physical manifestation that you have not celebrated in the invisible. It's conditional. For you to see it manifested in the physical. For example, when we came here, this was a bush. This was ugly. We had rocks everywhere. Things were falling apart here. It was dark. In that, even some of the people that were with us left us. How do you come from a hotel from Silver Springs and you come in the bush and you tell us you're building a city church? They left. Why? And they were right. They were right in their own world. But we were right in our own world. Because all of us that are here began to see this as a finished, invisible reality. So we see the building. And we see everything here. But what we see that is now here, this land is paid for. But what we see here, these trees were not here. This building wasn't here. That office wasn't there. The beavers were not there. Now I can wear a white shoe. But even a black shoe couldn't come in here. But in that condition, we were seeing this. And we were proclaiming it. It was in the invisible. And yet finished. So he says, you can, if you can number them. So the word number means celebrate. The word number there means commune. Number three, it also means declare. So what God wanted to do is to change Abraham's language. Because your language is spiritual. Whether you're speaking positive or negative, your words are spiritual. So God says, now number. In other words, see it and change your language. Stop saying, this slave is going to take your estate. Say, I have many descendants. Change your language. What is killing you is your mouth. I have a woman who came to a church in Sweden. Every time she came, she's old. She's about 70 now. But she still looks good. But she has bad feet. She had bad feet. So every time she came, she said, my feet are killing me. My feet are killing me. And she was in pain. So, and she came and said, pray for me. My feet are killing me. I never prayed for her. I told her, say, your feet are healthy. Your feet are good. And I walked away. And many times she followed me. And I said, stop following me. Say, my feet are healthy. My feet are good. And she said it. She came back the second Sunday, another Sunday, and she said the same things. And I said, your feet are healthy and your feet are good. Until she continued to say it and say it and say it. Today, this 70-year-old woman is playing tennis every week. She invited me to watch her game. And she's, you know, I'm like, whoa. You see, the words you say. So God had to change. The mouth, let's go back. The mouth, Proverbs 10:11. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life. You see, the mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. So the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. So if you want to see life, you have to open your mouth and release it, because your mouth is a well. You water your future by words. You water your future. You water your tomorrow by words. So you got to wake up every day and water your future. You see, the life around you is dry. The reason why life is dry around you, the reason why problems are up your neck and you don't see the light of the day, is because you have been lazy and you have spoken words that cause problems. So you need to wake up every day and water your world. Water your future. By words. Let's go back to Genesis. So this is verse 6. We read verse 5, right? And he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now, when God changed him, when God took him out of the tent and showed him a vision, the Bible says he believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now God speaks to us in visions and dreams. God speaks to us in visions and dreams. Write this down. God speaks to us in visions and dreams. Number two, visions help us to believe. If you have no vision, you have no dreams in the chambers of your heart, you won't believe. So if you walk around with empty chambers, you will walk in unbelief. But if you fill the chambers of your heart with visions and dreams, you're
going
to walk in faith. Because visions and dreams help us to believe. Number three, we release when you receive visions and dreams and you fill the chambers of your heart with them, you're gonna believe God. And then visions and dreams will also help you to release your faith. You cannot release your faith if you have no visions and dreams in the chambers of your heart. So number three, we release effective faith. Effective faith. Effectual faith. This is the faith that brings results. We release that effective faith by visions and dreams. So without visions and dreams in your heart, you cannot release faith that enters into the realm of the spirit, because it is your faith that enters there and bring the invisible and manifest it in the physical world. So how do you release that faith? Effective faith. You've heard people say, release your faith. Release your faith. But how do you release your faith? Philemon 1:6. So without visions and dreams, you cannot release effective faith. And without visions and dreams, you can't walk by faith. So you must feel. Don't walk around with empty chambers. If you have empty chambers, you're going to walk in failure. So the chambers of your heart must be full of visions and dreams. Look at Philemon 6, chapter 1, verse 6. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So you see that the sharing, that word sharing there is the same as communication, the communication of your faith. And it's also the same word as releasing. Sharing, communication, release. So, in other words, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So the word there, communication, is the word release. That the releasing of your faith may become effective. So, how do you release faith that is effective? How do you release faith that brings results is by acknowledging every good thing which is in you already in Christ Jesus. Finished invisible realities. We'll come back to this. The Bible says that we have been blessed by every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. We have been blessed. We are already blessed by every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heaven places and Christ Jesus. So these things that you're believing God for are already in you in Christ Jesus. You have received everything you need and everything you will ever need. Woo. May blessing, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Amplified Bible, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in heaven, in heavenly realms. So, in heavenly realms, in the realm of the invisible, you have received everything since the cross. Right? Let's go back to Philemon. Now you get the picture, okay? So let's go back to Philemon. Now, so he says, the Amplified, and I pray that the participation in and sharing of your faith, praise God, yeah, and I pray that the participation in and sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is in, that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and into his glory. So these things are already in you. So now, how do you release your faith? You must acknowledge dreams and visions. These are things that I already done. They are in you. You have them. You enter that world and you acknowledge them. And when you acknowledge them, for example, you believe for marriage. Don't say, God help me. God help me. See yourself married. And when you see yourself married, because it's already yours in Christ, you release effective faith to pull it out. Because it is already in the invisible realm. Every woman must get married. So, your wedding, your marriage is already in the invisible. So you must see it. And the more you see it, and see it, and see it, and acknowledge it, and celebrate it, and live with it, you bring it here. God has already done everything. Everything. God has done everything for you. Don't get lazy. Okay, so that is how we bring things. Now, let's go to Proverbs 29, verse 18. And this is the reason why people are struggling. That you struggle because you have no vision. You have no dreams. That's why you struggle. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, why am I suffering? I believe God, I've done everything. Yes, you're a good Christian and you're going to heaven. But you may suffer on the earth. Not because God doesn't love you. God loves you. Not because God hasn't blessed you. God has blessed you. But why are you perishing? The perish here is not either losing eternal salvation or so forth. No. If you have no vision, no revelation, no dreams, you cast off restraint. You get lost. You perish. So the perishing is the perishing on the earth. Not perishing that you lose your salvation and you're born again but you have no vision so you go to hell. No. The rich and the poor, all of you are going to heaven. So the perishing here is the earthly perish. Money comes in and goes out. You work so hard, you have nothing. You are waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Nothing is happening. So you are perishing. The people you went with to school are now sitting in high places. You're still somewhere. Hidden in darkness. No one sees you. You're serving others. Serving is not bad. But don't serve because you're poor. Serve because you're rich. Yes. Serve because you have. Don't serve because you don't have. So you wash someone's feet because you're looking for food. That is not your portion. You follow people around because you have no food. When you are with them, you eat. That is not your portion. You follow them around because you want to bless them. You serve them because you're rich. Don't perish. Don't perish. Raise your hand and say, I will not perish. I will not perish. But without vision, people perish. Without dreams, people perish. Abraham had no dream, had no vision of having descendants. He had no vision. He had no dream of having descendants. So in the vision, he was perishing. And God spoke a word. God spoke a word. God spoke a word. Raise your hands and say, Lord, throw light on the eyes of my heart by your word. So I want to finish with this. Because I know now you're asking yourself, how do I receive visions and dreams? How do they look like? Let me answer that and we close. How do you receive visions and dreams? Okay, is your pen ready? When you meditate, I can't emphasize enough the power of meditation. There is nothing in my life that I have accomplished without meditation. Every day in my busy life, I meditate for 2 hours. In my busy life. But there is nothing I have meditated that I have not seen. And there's more I'm meditating than I'm yet to see. Some take long, but they come. My apartment where I live in Stockholm, I meditated it. Where church is, I meditated there for 1.5 years when things were so difficult. When people thought I lost my mind, I was walking around that place. I didn't even know that building. But on the street where I walked for 1.5 years meditating, for 2 hours every day, in so much pain, because God took me from so much to nothing and sent me to Europe, I meditated. And the things I saw in my meditation are the things I have right now. IBC gathers 50 nations in Stockholm every June Now it has become a network all over Europe. I meditated that 10 years ago. 10 years ago, meditating it in the chambers of my heart. And it became my visualization. I saw myself doing it. And now we have it. The meditation of your heart. Meditation is prayer. The prayer of the heart. And that's the most powerful prayer. Don't say things that you haven't meditated. In your prayer, don't open your mouth and say things that are not in your heart. You won't receive it. Everything you say in your prayer, you must have it in your heart first. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you'll have good success. It is when you meditate. Without meditation, there's no success. So, how do you receive vision? It's when you meditate on something. This is how you receive vision. You get the word of God and you meditate on it. Your spirit, man, after meditation, or in meditation, and it has to be constant. The Bible has said day and night. Don't be wiggy-wagga. Stay there. You have to be focused. Let the Holy Ghost help you to be focused. So when you meditate on something constantly, your spirit man will be quickened by the Holy Spirit into the process of imagination. It is by meditation that we enter into the process of imagination. And imagination. Yes, imagination is the process or the power that forms, or the power that, yeah, that forms a mental image of something that is not present in the physical realm. Imagination by meditation. By meditation, you enter into the process of imagination. And imagination is the power that forms images that are not present in the physical realm. Are you with me? Through meditation, the Holy Spirit quickens your imagination, which forms mental pictures and blesses them in the chambers of your heart. Now, that is what we call visions and dreams. You cannot receive visions and dreams without information. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you receive information, the knowledge of God, and you begin to prosper in the knowledge of His will, then you have to meditate on it. That is prayer. So you got to meditate. And when you meditate, then you enter the process of imagination. That is why I always tell people, when you read the word of God, enter. Don't see yourself out. Enter there. So you begin to imagine yourself. You begin. And this is not fantasy. This is reality. Because we are interacting with finished invisible realities. And meditation is not emptying yourself. Meditation is filling your heart. In meditation, we fill our hearts. So you begin to imagine, and then imaginations, places, pictures that are mental pictures into the chambers of your heart. Now that is what we call visions and dreams. That's how you receive them. Now, vision or the image produced in your imagination gives you hope for the future. And without it, you will never fulfill God's plan for your life. Let's go back to Proverbs. Where there is no vision, people perish. So without visions and dreams, you will never fulfill God's purpose in your life. So all of us must receive visions and dreams. Don't walk around with empty chambers because you will be lost. You're going to walk around and spend so much time and perish. So many people are perishing. Perishing. Let's go back to the word of God. And let's speak the word of God. Fill our hearts with the word of God. And begin to meditate. And what's a meditation? Meditation. When you meditate, when people do not accept divine guidance, what gives you guidance is the word. They run wild. Can you imagine? Financially, you become wild. Marriage, you become wild. It's not happening. You become wild. You create enemies. Some thieves don't want to be thieves, but poverty has made them thieves. They are wild. They can kill for money, no vision. When you don't accept divine guidance, the world will guide you. Oh yeah, let me finish with that. Let me finish with that. The word is a lamp unto my feet. Pastor Carol, get ready to finish this because I don't know how to finish it. I have a problem. When it comes to finishing, I have a problem. So, and I accept that. I have a challenge when it comes to finishing. I don't know how to finish some things. Okay. So, the Bible says, the word of God. Now, connecting that to this guidance, divine guidance. So what I'm trying to do here is to push you back to the word. You must study the word of God. Number two, you got to meditate so that you can visualize, so that you can receive visions and dreams. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. This is how you receive visions and dreams. You must have visions. You must have dreams for your life. Where are you going? You know, I hear people asking, you don't know where you're going.
Where is the world going? Ensela gawa.
Government etuyambe. Ensela gawa. No. Don't speak like that. When you begin to talk like that, you're lost. You're perishing. Government etuyambe. Ensela gawa. Ensela gawa.
Where is the world going?
Omwana wa katuna toyogera bwotyo.
Child of God, you cannot.
Chitegeza gwena wo buze kaka. Tomanyi olaga. Tomanyi. When you go to the world that is unseen, then you know where the world is going. Yes. So the word is a lamp. It is light. When you get it, when you receive it, then you know where you're going. You can't ask a politician to tell you where you're going. You are lost. You can't go to the politician and ask for help. Don't get lost. Let's receive the lamp. Let's get the light. And let the light shine in our path. And receive visions and dreams for our lives. Stand on your feet and begin to pray in tongues.
Sharikete payanara baba eshekite manteni bo rendola rabazele ndere kotala hashatataka zundere bo zalandere kitala rarabo shata arraze kitala rarabo shandara kosata Ilanda rakosa tataka la rabosha Elendere kosa tataka Rekosha tata
Shado kobrezilando kobosha ya Rasate le payande lebo Sharata la payande lebo Zile kebe shantele la ba Rata la mandele kosa tata Ele kobo shantele pa Zile lebo shayele mante Zitele mako shanta laribo Radabazonde kile brezilato
City Church
Sharakabashadeka Resepele mantolika Mashekepele laba
Razatelele lebo Shikedebo
shandariaba
Radadebo
shatelepa
City Church Kampala. You are entering a very vital season. Actually, you are in a very vital season for your destiny. You are going, God is going to begin to open the eyes of your spirit. He has opened the eyes of your spirit. You're going to begin to see. I'm reminded that scripture says that God said that before I do anything, I have to tell my friend Abraham. How can I do anything and not tell him? And he's saying, how can I do anything and not tell you? There are things God is going to begin to show you and tell you. Embrace them.
Bisembeze.
Don't ignore them.
Tobisula.
Meditate on them.
Bifumitirizeko.
When you get those dreams,
Bofuna ebirote
ebyo. Wake up and ponder on them.
Golokoka obifumitirizeko.
Find what the word says about them.
Zule chigambo chogera
ki. Ponder on it. Because by doing that you are creating.
Mukole choboli mukutondawo.
As you think about it, as you build on it, as you get the word, you are forming it.
Obochifula.
It doesn't matter how long. Some of you need to pick out things you had lost a long time ago. Because you killed them. But God is reviving them. Pick them up. Meditate on them. Think about them. Speak what the word speaks about them. Oh, shateke salanda rarara. There is a new grace, a new light, a freshness that is being poured out. Just receive, just receive, just receive. Ore zalanda rarara rabo shata tata tata. Hila rarara 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 rarara. Some of us have had the wrong vision for so long. Hila ndara kosata. Every time you close your eyes or you begin to dream about your future, you see doom, you see death. God is replacing that right now. He says, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. Your meditation is changing right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear that has guided your meditation releases its hold right now in the name of Jesus. Renda kashate ke solara bashata rulandele ke sata. Father, I thank you for this new thing that you are doing. Thank you that you have shown us. And we see it. And we receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Jesus is the Lord of your life. There is nothing missing. There is nothing broken in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Say hi to your neighbor. Do not live without talking to someone. You are blessed this week. In Jesus' mighty name. If you're here for the first time, we just want to say hi. Don't run away. Let us greet you. Perfect Peter.
Perfect Peter.
Can make you part of a generation.
So,
but let's talk to the people that have come.